It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brad with Under Your Home with DryZone. I'll be here by myself this morning because everyone else is out doing jobs. It's a very busy time for us this year, so we don't like to have them come in so early on a Sunday. You know, give them a day off. No big deal. Me, I sit in the office, so it's not really that big of a deal for me to come in and enjoy your company here on Sunday morning. Today, you know, I was kind of thinking we could just kind of talk about our normal things that we do at DryZone. Before we get started, let me go ahead and give you the numbers. You can get a hold of us toll-free anytime at 855-DRYZONE. That's DRYZONE. 855-DRYZONE. DRYZONE. You can also reach us locally. We have two offices now. We are located in Harbison, Delaware, as well as Milton, Delaware. So that local number is 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034. And then again, online, most of our people get through us online. You can get pictures of our previous jobs. You can take a look at testimonials. I actually write a blog on there almost every day. I try to get every day. Sometimes it doesn't happen. And you can get a hold of us through there. And that web address is dryzone.com. Dryzone.com. Very simple, very easy. If you have any kind of foundation problems that you're thinking about, there's cracks in your basement walls, maybe your doors or windows are sticking or won't open quite right, you can actually go to dryzone.com and click on the foundation repair website link, and it actually takes you to a completely different page that we run as well. But that page is dedicated specifically for your foundation problems. So let me kind of touch on what we do. For those of you who aren't familiar, hopefully you're all familiar by now since we've been doing this show a while. DryZone basically has several divisions. We have one, which we call our clean space division. That will handle any problems you have in your crawl space. So if you have standing water, you have just basically bare open dirt, you have a musty smell, high relative humidity, things like that that are happening in your crawl space, that division takes care of that. The second division is our basement systems division, which is basically our basement waterproofing. So if you have a wet basement, if you have just kind of a musty smell in your basement as well, need a sump pump in your basement, you need a battery backup sump pump, which let me tell you, that's becoming very popular these days. We've had a lot of storms recently and people are losing power. Battery backups will solve all those problems as far as your sump pump goes. So when the power goes out, you still have pumps that are working to get that water out of your basement. You don't have one extra problem to deal with, being that you're going to have water in your basement if you don't have a battery backup. So there's those two divisions. And then lastly, there is, well, shouldn't say lastly, they're all equally important. But the third division is our foundation support works division. This division basically takes care of any kind of cracks in your basement walls, sagging floors, your doors or windows don't open properly. What I mean by that is if your doors are sticking, it's because your floors are settling. So what we do is we try and brace those floors. A lot of times we can actually straighten them so your doors and windows will open properly and you don't have that little dip in your floor. A lot of people call in and their first major complaint when it comes to foundations is that their floor feels springy or feels almost like a trampoline would. That's something that we can take care of with a number of different products. Our most popular for that particular issue is called a Smart Jack. Basically, it's a jack that holds your floor up. I mean, it's the easiest way I can tell you. It's a lot more complicated than that to actually install, but just for common knowledge aspect, it jacks up your floor, levels it out, makes it so it's nice and sturdy. Actually, that brings me, you know what? Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about the Smart Jack system. Most people are familiar, even if you've never been in a crawl space, you're familiar with sort of the concrete piers, if you will, or the little pillars that they put underneath houses. What that does is it's every, 10 feet, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little bit more. It shouldn't really be that much more. They will space those out between the walls in a house's foundation before it's anything's built. Then they lay the boards on there, they lay the girder, and they lay the main floor joists. And what that is basically the structural floor of your home. Now, when you dig a hole, and you dig a hole with just a shovel, you ever looked in the bottom of the hole? It's probably gonna have like a rounded edge to it, or it might even have like a pointed edge, almost like a nail would. And then they dig the holes, they put the concrete piers in there, and there's no solid foundation underneath that concrete pier. So the weight of your house over time will push that concrete into the ground, just like if you were driving a nail with a hammer. So what we do is we'll come in, we'll assess the damage, see what needs to be fixed, see how things are settling. You know, they usually don't settle very evenly, which is kind of why you end up with uneven doors and windows. So we'll take a look at the damage, we'll take a look at where it's happening and assess how it needs to be fixed. And when we actually install the smart jacks, we dig holes, level them out, and then we build a footer for each individual smart jack. So basically what we're doing is the footer is the thing that goes around the edge of your house that holds up the main walls. Then the center, they don't put those usually, so we put a smart jack with a footer underneath each one, essentially making that smart jack as strong, if not stronger, than the outside perimeter wall. And it's adjustable, number one, which is awesome because believe me, if it starts to settle or if your wood sinks a little bit or we can't really lift all at once, you're going to want that to be adjustable. So it's adjustable. It's a good solid foundation, and each one of those smart jacks can hold up to 60,000 pounds. Many people don't know how much their houses weigh. Not something you really should know or need to know, but each one of those jacks is well bigger than it needs to be as far as how much it can hold. So we'll put, you know, however many it needs in there. A footer goes on each one, and then we adjust them accordingly. A lot of times we can actually lift that floor back up to where it's nice and level. We don't always guarantee a lift, for the simple fact that sometimes when you're doing a lift, you can actually create more damage than good. That's in the more severe cases. But I would say, you know, the more run-of-the-mill stuff where your floor is just sort of dipping just a little bit, we can bring it up and have a nice, steady, even floor again. So that way you don't feel like you're going to sink into your floor when you're walking through your living room. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to wake up in the morning and feel like there's a possibility they could trip because the floor is uneven. You know, I've heard all kinds of stories where people actually have that fear. So they're worried that they're going to walk through their house and there's going to be a huge dip. Maybe their TV is going to fall over. Their bookcases are going to be uneven. Who knows? The point is we can fix that. That's my favorite thing to say about dry zone is people start asking us questions and we're like, don't worry, we can fix that. So that's the smart jack aspect. The other foundation stuff we use, we have wall anchors, which I'm sure you've heard about on the show. We have push piers and helical piers. And then we also have slab piers. So let's talk about slab piers for just a sec. And again, I tend to talk very fast. I apologize. I'm working on it. But the nature of what I do is very fast-paced, so I tend to bring that out of my voice. So the slab pier is basically the same thing as a push pier. It's, you ever see a house down at the beach that's sitting on like telephone poles? Most people think that they're sitting up like that and they're all open underneath in case the water ever rises up and the bay meets the ocean, essentially. But the reality is they put them up like that because you can't just build a house on loose sand. It will pretty much immediately fail. It'll sink, it'll crack, have all kinds of issues. So they drive these enormous telephone poles into the ground, build your house on that. And what that does is gives a good strong foundation because, you know, you go down 15, 20, 30, however many feet, you're going to hit a good solid ground. Around here, you're pretty much never going to hit bedrock just because of where we live on the shore. But say you move out to like Kansas or something and they do the same principle, you may hit bedrock. But the principle is good, strong, tight soil, good foundation for the home. So with a slab pier, basically if your house is built with no crawl space, no basement, it's just a concrete slab right on top of the ground, there's really no way for us to get underneath and do a smart jack. Obviously we can't get underneath at all, but there's no way to assess the damage underneath. So we walk through, we test the level with actually handheld levels, see where the floor is dipping, and then we just cut a hole in the floor in the concrete slab itself, drive these piers into the ground, hook the bottom of the slab onto the top of the pier, and we can actually lift that floor back up most of the time so that it becomes level again. Now, we did a job recently. I want to say it was in Rehoboth, may have been in Dewey. I wasn't there myself, but I've seen pictures and talked to the guys who actually did it, where this lady basically had been living for years, walking down her main hallway from the living room to her bedroom, and it has a huge dip. And she never thought there was anything that she could be done about it because, you know, there's no crawl space or there's no basement. You can't get underneath of it to jack it back up. Well, she came across us at a home show. She saw us. She talked to a lot of her representatives. And they said, why don't you try a slab pier? Have a guy come out, take a look, see if the slab piers are going to be a good option for you. Well, she had somebody come out. The inspector took a look. And sure enough, she only needed a couple of slab piers and it fixed her whole house. I mean, she was very, very happy. The carpet was already ruined because of the cracking and everything. It actually let a little bit of water in. So she had no problem removing the carpet. And we had a 2-inch drop. They actually stuck a tape measure on and took a real nice picture for me that you can actually see online right at dryzone.com. If you click on that foundation support works icon, it'll take you over to our whole foundation page. But there was a 2-inch drop from where her floor should have been and to where it was currently. currently sitting. So we were actually able to close that 2 inches. And if you can imagine how much it takes and how much expertise it takes to actually raise a floor 2 inches without doing any more damage to the house, I mean, these guys, they deserve every penny that we give them. These guys are the most fantastic foundation people. But we have guys, Kenny's he's a big guy that does a lot of our foundations. He's actually our production manager, but he's one of our most experienced guys. And if you go online, you can actually see a nice little bio of Kenny. It's Kenny Sharpless is his name. A lot of his foundation guys are on there as well. There's Dale, there's Brian, a lot of guys. Israel is one of them. Jeff Robertson, he does a lot of our foundation stuff as well. But you look on there, you can see the whole team. That's another aspect that I like about our web pages, is because when you have a foundation job or you have a basement waterproofing job or a crawl space job, you don't have some nameless, faceless installers come out. You can actually go online and you can see who's coming before they even come. Just call the office and say, hey, who's coming out today? And they will say, oh, you know what? Jeff will be there, or Kenny will be there. And you look it up and you see them. It's really neat. You can see a good picture of them, a good little bio of them. There's actually links to their previous jobs that they've done. Customer feedback goes right on there. So it gives you, as the homeowner, a nice little sense of well-being, of community. These guys live right in our community. We don't, ship them in from someplace else. We don't hire out. These are our employees. These are guys that, for lack of a better term, would bleed for us. Some of them literally bleed for us because they're kind of accident prone sometimes with it, cutting their fingers and whatnot. But anyway, that's a dumb little joke. It's kind of an inside thing, I guess. But basically what they do is that they will come out, they'll say hi, they'll meet with you, they'll go over what's going to happen, they'll go over any concerns that you have. So it's a lot different than what we hear from normal other contractors, so to speak. Homeowners will call us after the job's done and say, I had no idea that your foreman and your installers were going to talk to me about my job. I figured I talked to the sales guy. That was all I really was going to get. But the fact of the matter is, we're going to touch on you every time we can. We're going to give you a call. We're going to come out when the installers get there. We're going to talk to you there and have that little human contact, that little touch, as we like to call it. We're going to have all that involved so that you feel more comfortable with DryZone as a whole. Realistically, a lot of times we'll hear people that say, I only expected the sales guy to come out. I bought what I bought. I liked it. That's all I expected. And you guys really went above and beyond, which is what we aim to do every single time. We want to make sure that you have a involuntary wow factor. We want you to just basically your jaw to hit the ground without you even realizing that it hit the ground. So, any concerns you have, whether it be foundations or waterproofing, whatever, you can see who's coming. So I touched on foundation work, touched on a little bit about basement waterproofing and crawl space. We'll get back to that just after the break. We're actually getting ready to take a break here. So let me go ahead and give you our contact information again. The numbers are toll free 855-DRYZONE. And again, that's DRYZONE, 855-DRYZONE, DRYZONE. You can also reach us locally. We have 2 offices. Either number you call is going to come to the same person, or same people, excuse me. So you're going to get locally at 302-684-5034, 302-684-5034. And then again, you can reach us online. That's my favorite, kind of my baby, because I basically take care of that website every single day. So you can get us online, and the web address is just dryzone.com. Very simple, very easy to get a hold of us. So hopefully we'll hear from you. And like I said, we're getting ready to take a break. We're going to let the radio station pay some bills, so to speak. And we'll be back in just a sec.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew. And there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard. Your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold. And your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855 Dry Zone, 855 Dry Zone, or online at dryzone.com.
When your pet isn't becoming to you, it should be coming to Rough Cuts in Preston. Rough Cuts is privately owned and operated and has been in business for more than 5 years. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Rough Cuts is located on Main Street in Preston and guarantees to be the lowest cost groomer in the area. Try Rough Cuts today. Call 410-673-7312.
Cherokee Home Improvements, locally owned and operated, LEED and RRP certified and ready to tackle any projects from siding and roofing to windows, doors, doorknobs, and additions, ceilings, and floors. MHIC number 7. 573-9710. Cherokee Home Improvements, 443-225-9047.
At Jeff's Service Center, your satisfaction is what counts with every job. Full service on your car or light truck, including brakes, exhaust, suspension, tires, batteries, and Jeff's has 24-hour towing and rollback services. 410-943-4412.
Koski Enterprises has been serving the Eastern Shore for more than 30 years. With over 1 million square feet of warehouse space for storage and a fleet of trucks, they can accommodate most customers' needs, large or small.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is account executive Kirsten Sturmer of MTS Broadcasting. Radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Once again, I'm Brad, and I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning on Under Your Home with Dry Zone. Basically, you know, we've been talking about different things that we do, just trying to keep it very on the surface level, kind of, you know, very generic for you. I tend to have a habit, and I've been told this many times, that I get to delve a little too deep into things, take a lot of things for granted when people are, trying to figure some things out about what's going on in their house. I tend to think that you just know what I know. And that's like I said, something I'm trying to work on. So if I get too technical, please feel free to send me an email. Go right to dryzone.com and let me know, hey, you know, you touched on this last week. What did you mean by that? No problems answering those. Pretty much in the office every day. So any questions you have, you can be directed. Go through dryzone.com and just send me an email real quick. But like I said, we touched on smart jacks. We touched on slab piers. But I want to get back to kind of our what we like to call bread and butter. It's our crawl space division. That's where we started. That's where we're strongest. Not that we're any less strong in the other divisions. Just sort of, you know what I mean? It's like when Michael Jordan played basketball and then left it to play baseball. Decent at baseball, but everybody knows Michael Jordan for being a basketball player. And actually, he just turned 50 not long ago. And from what I heard from a lot of different people, he pretty much could still keep up with the young guys. So I'm very impressed with him. Not to get off topic too much, but basically, you know, Dry Zone, their main division, their biggest division, our first division was clean space, which is our heavy duty liner. We like to use a 20 mil liner. Not really important what a mil is, because it's not a millimeter is the biggest thing. A lot of people think that's what it is. If you can imagine 20 millimeters, you'd have a little over an inch, basically, of plastic on your floor. Way too much. But we use a very thick liner. Most people are familiar with a 6 mil liner that might still be in their house from when it was built. Or maybe they've gone to like a big department store or a big hardware store, and they've seen the rolled up painter's plastic. That's basically what 6 mil plastic is. It's very thin. It's basically used to keep your knees clean, is what we like to say. The difference between that and between our clean space liner is that our clean space liner is continuously taped. It's overlapped, so you're going to get a nice tight seal. Most people that have never had water issues in their basement or crawl space, this product's primarily used in a crawl space though, never had standing water issues down there. And they're like, you know what? Go ahead and put a sump pump in for just in case. We always recommend you do that because no one wants to deal with something after having dealt with it already. So, you know, put a sump pump in and then do the moisture control, do the vapor barrier, do the keep the mold and mildew down type system. And that's what clean space is for. So we install this real heavy-duty thick liner on the floor, goes up the walls, we wrap all your piers, any kind of, like a lot of people have like a furnace under their house or an HVAC system under their house, we wrap up around the base of that, just so it's a real nice tight seal. So you don't get any kind of leaks, any kind of vapor, and if you ever do develop a water problem that might raise the plastic up, the way that we install it really shouldn't have any leaks. We actually warrant it for 25 years because of that. Because our guys are so good at what they do, they don't have issues with leaks. The one big disclaimer I always tell every single person that gets our things, as far as clean space goes, don't walk on it if it feels like a waterbed. If you put your hand in to try and crawl into your crawl space after a big storm and it moves like a waterbed, stay off of it, give it a few days, let it drain back into the ground. Because if you start crawling, your added weight of your body is going to put a hole in that plastic with the seams. Not actually going to physically puncture the plastic, but it's going to split a seam. And that creates a huge mess that nobody wants to deal with. So I always tell people the best thing to do is when you put your hand on it, feels like a waterbed, that means it's doing its job because it's still intact. If you put your hand down and it just squish and there's water everywhere, that would be a leak. We generally don't run into that. So just kind of stay off of it for a few days, let the water recede back into the dirt, and it should be good to go. On top of that, just putting a vapor barrier down generally is never enough to suck the moisture out, to keep the humidity down, to keep all your mold spores down. We always recommend a Sanidry CX or CSB, depending upon the area, the size. They're the same cost, so that really doesn't make a difference. But the different conditions that we see, we have two different models that we like. The CX is the newer model, and that's what I like to use a lot of times if it can fit. It's designed to be a low profile, so it goes in most crawl spaces. And what it does is it sucks the moisture from the air. So if you ever noticed, like on a really hot, nasty summer day, you got the AC blowing and it still feels hot in your house, that's probably because you have high humidity. Temperature and humidity are sometimes related, but not always. They're not always thought of as being related. You could have, like, great example. You're out in the Arizona desert. It could be 110 degrees out there, but it feels like a spring day. Sure, it's going to be hot. The sun's going to be beating on you, but you're not dying of thirst, essentially. Whereas you come over here to the Delmarva Peninsula, and you're walking through Ocean City, for instance, and it's 85 degrees temperature-wise, but the humidity is 90%. You're going to feel like you'd rather be in that desert because you're sweating. You're bogged down. It feels like the air is very thick. That's what humidity does, especially in a crawl space where it's enclosed. If you haven't had it conditioned, all that nasty humid air is going to come right up through your floor into your living space. Next thing you know, you're sitting on your couch wondering why you can't move because you feel so heavy and nasty. So what we do, seal all those outside leaks as best we can. We close off the foundation vents. We put in the good heavy duty clean space 20 mil vapor barrier. And then we put our dehumidifier air machine down there. Now, the dehumidifier, it does a little bit more, but just to keep it on the simple terms, like I said, sucks the air in, takes out all the bigger mold spores, any kind of insect droppings that a lot of people are allergic to, any airborne allergens, for the most part, they're going to be filtered out. Inside the machine, pulls all that wet, dirty, nasty air in, conditions it, basically goes over some hot and cold coils, a lot like your air conditioner would, water drips off of that, and then it blows out nice and dry. My biggest thing that I like most about this machine is that when it blows that air out nice and dry, it blows it very far. So a lot of times people will say, well, I have a dehumidifier in my crawl space. Okay, well, you picked it up at a hardware store, for instance, and you got the biggest one you did or you could, and you know, you really thought you were doing something. I'm not trying to say anything bad against you homeowners out there, but The reality is those machines are not big enough for that size of a space. They're meant more for like a bedroom, you know, like a 12 by 12 maybe. When you have an entire huge open crawl space that spans your entire floor plan of your house, the fan on that little machine just isn't powerful enough to circulate all the air down there. So I like to tell people, you know, our machines, you stand 15 to 20 feet away from them, you're probably going to feel the breeze off of them. That's how powerful that fan is. So you could put this machine almost anywhere underneath your house, and it's going to circulate the air out and dry it all out, especially when you have a vapor barrier down there where not a lot of new, dirty, wet air is coming in. So they kind of work hand in hand, which is nice, because you never want to buy half a system, or you never want to kind of, you know, just sort of get by. You want to be done with it. You want to be done with it for good. You want to have the nice, clean, healthy effect that you were aiming for in the first place. And that's what the CleanSpace system and the SaniDry system does hand in hand. And again, if I've confused any of you, please give me a call, give me an email, something like that. Anything that I've told you, your inspector can get more in depth with. They can go over all little details, all little nuts and bolts with you. They have no problem going over all that stuff with you when they get there. And that's actually what they do on a daily basis. So our inspections are completely free, like I'm sure you've heard before. No harm in having someone come out and take a look. Before I forget, let me go ahead and give you our info again. So if you have your pen and paper ready, you can give us a call. And like I said, set up one of those free inspections. Have one of our qualified and trained inspectors come out. The toll-free number is 855-DRYZONE, 855-DRYZONE. The local number, and again, we have two offices in both Harbison, Delaware and Milton, Delaware. So you can give us a call at the local number, 302-684-5034, 302-684-5034. And then, you know, most people, they go online, they look at all our credentials and whatnot, and they sign up through that. Six of one, half dozen of another, it all does the same thing. You can get a hold of us online at dryzone.com, dryzone.com. And like I said earlier in the show, my baby is sort of dryzone.com. I like to take a lot of credit for what goes on there because I'm the one who puts a lot of that stuff on there. Your job pictures, your testimonials from homeowners that get sent in, your crew reviews, your blogs. I mean, I write almost all the blogs that go on there. So, you know, that's a really big informational and educational piece for our homeowners that live in the area. So we definitely want to make sure that they're educated, because an educated homeowner is going to make an educated decision. And at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want to be able to sit down with people and have them understand what we do. So, if you have any questions, just go ahead and shoot me an email off of there. Other than that, you know, we'll have an inspector come out. We'll take a look, go over all the products with you, and hopefully find something that you're really interested in. Find something that's going to help you for your individual system. We never like to cookie cutter anything. And it's also important to recognize that our guys are going to sit down with you and build a system together with you. It's never going to be, this is what you need, buy it or don't buy it. We like to sit down and say, okay, well, here's what I saw. Here's the problems that I saw. Here's what your humidity is, what your moisture content in your wood is, et cetera, et cetera. So seeing all that, what do you think you need to have done? Well, you know, I'm really concerned with humidity, for instance. Okay, well, let me show you how to fix that. That's pretty much how our sales process goes. I mean, it's very, very low key. A lot of people respect that because we're not trying to push you into something you don't need. We're not trying to sell you a bill of goods, so to speak. So what we do is we build the system with you. We want to make sure you're comfortable with it. We're going to make sure it's going to suit your individual home, your individual needs, and your concerns. Because at the end of the day, if you buy something you don't like, you're not happy, and we want you to be happy. We want you to be happy with what you get, with how your home feels, with the conditions. Middle of summer, after you get our stuff done, you should feel comfortable in your own home, as opposed to, like I said before, not being able to move on your couch because the air is so thick. That's never a fun experience. You know, you never want to be sitting there watching a ball game on your couch and feel like you can't even get up to go grab yourself a soda. You know what I mean? So there's that. And then probably in the next couple episodes or so, we'll talk about our basement waterproofing. I know we've touched on it in the past. Basement waterproofing is more of a bigger scale because there's obviously bigger space. But I'll touch on that in the future. You know, if you have any questions, certainly give us a call or shoot me an email through dryzone.com. You can get a hold of me, and I'll hopefully have some questions by the next time we get started. If not, I'll just keep, you know, winging it like obviously I've been doing this whole time. Hope you've enjoyed the show. And like I said, anytime you get a hold of us, we're nice and friendly people. We get a lot of phone calls or just general information. You don't have to feel pressured into anything. We would like to have you set up an appointment, have someone come out and go over everything right in person, hands-on. Very a good connection is what we're looking for. So, all right, well, it's been nice having you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And I guess I will talk to you soon. All right, have a good one.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware. Your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at DryZone.com/the duck.